the last three real estate market crashes in the U.S. were all caused for different reasons. What were the causes of the last three? And the next one is going to be caused for a new reason, or are we going to start to cycle back into those three from before?
You know, if you took the last three hits, you would characterize it, it hit a different geography, is a little different timing, but the recession in real estate that was generally viewed as 1988 through 1992, depending on where you were at geographically, was a way overproduction, massive overproduction, and you could see that in that the vacancy rate for office buildings, for example, was running 17 and 18% even when the economy was really good. So you had a vacancy rate running 17 and 18%, and demand was good, and people were still building enough space to keep the vacancy rate at 17 or 18%. And when the economy slowed and you were building space that was keeping a vacancy rate already at 17 or 18, it was a nightmare. And there was a situation of some strange tax laws had created an incentive for people to build a lot. Those got eliminated around the same time. Cheap and stupid money kept flowing to keep the machine going a bit longer to create supply. And then when the economy did slow, it was pretty clear the emperor had no clothes. You can't have an 18% vacancy rate and justify construction. And suddenly the vacancy went to 22%. And it was an economic downturn. It wasn't even that severe an economic downturn, but it revealed the emperor had no clothes. And it was ugly in that there was huge vacancy to start with. It got even worse. Lots of new buildings came online on top of that, and financing disappeared. It was ugly. Then you go to the recession of 2001, shortly after 9/11, and that was a different kind in that there were some markets, the dot-com markets, were massively overproducing space, but most of the rest of the economy was not overproducing space. And to that point, hotels in most of the country were not being massively overproduced, but a recession hit, demand fell, and 9/11 happened when the World Trade Center and the Pentagon were attacked, Flight 93 goes down, and nobody traveled. Well, that was a demand shock, a huge demand shock, especially on the hospitality side. And demand just fell off a cliff. And it was in a fairly healthy market, a somewhat overbuilt market in the dot-com markets, but the rest of the country, not wildly overbuilt, but if no one is traveling, literally no one is traveling for 6-8 months, remember, after 9/11, it was 2 weeks till anybody was allowed in the air. You are going to have a demand shock. And so that was a demand shock from a recession, meeting in some markets excess production associated with the giddiness of the dot-com was going to create millions of new companies that would take a lot of space. And I had a student back in the dot-com days who was in the tech space, and they called me one day and said, do you think we should take 50,000 feet in Chicago or 30,000 feet in Chicago? And I said, you only have 5 employees. I mean, what are you talking about, 6 versus 10,000 per employee? He says, yeah, but we're going to hire a lot of people in the near term. We just did a $50 million raise, and we're going to hire tons of people. Well, they went out and they ended up taking 60,000 feet, and they were out of business 6 months later. And of course, since they were out of business 6 months later, they burned through their $50 million. They were out of business. Nobody was going to finance them any further. Some landlord signed a lease at really high rates for a lot of space that was never occupied, and when those companies disappeared, it was a big drag on the market. They were leased, but they weren't occupied. So that was some combination of irrational exuberance being fueled by dot-com on the demand side that disappeared on the recession, super shock on the demand side temporarily and a bit of oversupply in certain markets. Then you go to the recession we've just been through, and that's a pretty simple one in the sense that there was not massive overproduction. We were producing about enough space to deal with normal economic growth. There was not wildly overproducing commercial space and multifamily space. Single family was a different story. Well, if instead of growing at a normal pace, if instead of adding 1.8 million jobs a year, so imagine you're building enough space to accommodate a growth of 1.8 million for each of the next couple of years, and it takes a couple of years to build a building, you're building space for that, and instead of adding, say, 3.6 million jobs over the next 2 years, 2 years at 1.8 million, you lost 9 million in about 13 months. You go, wow, yes, I overbuilt a bit, and yes, there was a demand shortfall and I didn't get the growth I thought, but I never thought I'd lose 9 million out of 136 million jobs, never. And so that was almost all demand shock. And the difference with real estate and most businesses is the space stays. It doesn't go away when the demand doesn't show up. I talk about pumpkins versus the holidays in the book, where I might overproduce pumpkins, but they rot, and then you get on with it. Whereas real estate doesn't rot. It sticks around and competes and competes and competes. So those were the three. The next one will be something different. All of them have capital market implications on top of the demand side. Namely, not only do I have less space being absorbed and new space coming online with nobody to take it, but people lose confidence in financing real estate until they see where things shake out. And it's a very capital-intensive business, and when capital loses its confidence, a capital-intensive business is really going to suffer. And you saw that in the last go-round, where even companies with very strong balance sheets, if they had a loan coming due, had a very hard time getting a new loan at all, not a loan big enough to refinance, just a loan they couldn't get because everybody was already overcommitted. And the last thing you need when you're overcommitted is another loan. So each of them was shocked. There'll be another one. I do believe they all have as part of them, though, a demand element, that there's a demand shortfall. And the demand shortfall will either make it clear that the emperor has no clothes, that is, you've been building buildings that are empty, or that you were building buildings rationally, but with the demand shortfall, there's just a lot of empty space that's going to shock things and confuse capital markets.